A plan to tear down and rebuild housing in the Fairfield area of Huntington has gotten the green light. One of the oldest housing units under the care of the Huntington Housing Authority, Northcott Court, will be demolished. Huntington Mayor Steve Williams recently made the announcement during his State of the City address.
The road was recently cleared for the demolition of Northcott Court to commence for two new 40-unit senior housing complexes and an additional 50 single-family and duplex housing units are going to be constructed in the Fairfield neighborhood.
The Housing Authority plans to demolish the housing complex along Halger Boulevard. They will move the current residents to suitable housing nearby. The new units the mayor talked about will be scattered throughout the area, and not all concentrated in one place like the Northcott facilities. Once Northcott is torn down, officials hope there will be commercial development on the property. Sandra Clements is a city councilwoman for the 5th District, which includes the Fairfield area where Northcott Court is located.
As I drive around the community now, it's hurtful. It is sad to drive past someone's house, a house that my friend lived in, to see that nobody lives there, that the windows are broken, or that it's overgrown with weeds. I think about all the people who worked hard to keep their property up, to maintain it, and to now see that it isn't, it is truly heartbreaking.
The relocation process has already started for some residents and will pick up in the spring. The Housing Authority was passed over by the federal government for funds to start the process over the last summer, but now has the go-ahead. Clement says the demolition is just one step in the revitalization effort.
I want to see the area revitalized. I want people to come back to Fairfield and feel comfortable and to feel that it is their community and that they can make it grow. There are lots of things that have to happen in order for that to continue, not just housing. We need to have jobs. We need to have things going on in the community that will attract people and keep them here and want them to take pride in their community.
Northcott Court has become synonymous, fairly or unfairly, with crime in Huntington and more directly crime in the Fairfield area of the city. Clement says this revitalization could mean so much for the neighborhood.
I think that whenever you talk about projects or public housing, people have the image of crime, people not working, people not wanting to work. And I think moving Northcott Court will help to dissipate some of that feeling.
Since the 1940s, Northcott Court has been one of the first things people see as they drive into the city from the Halger exit off Interstate 64. Clement says changing this first impression is important for the community and the city.
And I think that people getting off the interstate and coming into the city want to see something positive. They want to feel safe. And I think that Northcott Court sitting there distorts that image of the city of Huntington.
The area has already been rezoned for commercial development, and Mayor Williams says the city hopes one of the businesses that moves in along Halger Boulevard is a grocery store.
The Huntington Housing Authority will seek to attract a private developer to redevelop the Northcott property. More than $60 million of investment is projected to occur in the Fairfield neighborhood as a result of these efforts.
The Housing Authority will cover moving costs of those in the Northcott facilities and hopes to have all tenants relocated by the end of May. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.